You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You know, this scripture is so apt. And I'm really pained sharing with you today. I counsel a lot of people, and sometimes I spend hours speaking to just one person. And one day I sat down and I was reflecting of my experience of speaking with people. Because I want to say to those of you who are preachers, make time to counsel people. Don't just preach. There are things you won't understand until you begin to talk to people. Now, here's what I realize in counseling people. I just look at it and I discover that majority of the mistakes, error, and suffering in people's life are because of wrong counsel, either coming from them or coming from others, or the lack of right counsel. People make decisions. Decision comes with consequences. But once those decisions are wrong, things will turn out wrong. Sometimes I realize that by offering people right counsel, they make a U-turn of their life. But if I had offered the wrong counsel, their life will continue to go down. You know, the scripture says, he that walk with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Some people, when I look at the story of their life, I realize that they didn't have a point where they could have obtained wise counsel. The journey of their life is filled with wrong people telling them to do this, you know, telling them to do this. And it starts with parenting. When you don't have parents who can offer you right counsel, I counsel a lot of young people who have gone into marriage, and I always wonder, where were your parents in all of this? How did they allow you to get married at this age, like this, to this person in this situation? You know, I just wonder. And then they talk to their friends. You remember the son of Solomon, Rehoboam? That was what killed him. He refused wise counsel of the others, elders, and listened to his mates. And they offered him counsel, and he was destroyed. It's so important. Let me tell you, we are all product of counsel. One way or the other, every one of us, we are all product of counsels. I know wrong decisions that I would have made because I was counseled wrongly by believers. But something within me just wouldn't agree with it. And I didn't go with those counsels, and I thank God I never did. I'm telling you must deliberately walk with the wise. And look at what God had, the provision God had made. One is the word of God. You must keep company with the word of God. That's the way to become wise. I can assure you that in this generation, if you give attention to the word of God, you become a genius. There is just too much wisdom in the word of God. You can't just get it wrong. You know, sometimes I'm telling people and I open scripture and I say, look at it. This is what you ought to do. I know people that, do you know what has destroyed the marriage of some people? They took a decision that one person should go abroad. The other person will join. Things like that. Almost in all cases I've had to address, it led to infidelity. Because you only need to read 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4 and 5. You will discover that any decision that keeps husband and wife apart, that is a direct decision of the husband and wife, it will lead you into infidelity. Because the scripture says you must come together so that Satan does not tempt you. So once you see that in the scriptures, you will arrange your marital life to ensure that the two of you are always together. But people violate that. You know, I'm just surprised. A man is in the U.S., the wife is in Ghana, and then the man spent 10 years in the U.S. before the wife eventually joins, and then the wife is now complaining while he was in the U.S., he was committing adultery. I'm like, what do you want him to commit? particularly somebody that is not genuinely born again. Even people who are born again are told to avoid such situation so that Satan does not tempt them. The word Satan is not just about you now. There's a third party that wants to bring you down. So people go by wrong counsels. The next thing is the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will always give us wise counsel. The scripture says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. But a lot of believers did not cultivate the heart of knowing the Holy Spirit intimately. So look at it, the Word of God, the scripture, the Holy Spirit. You also have the teaching of the Word of God by His servant. So, and it's so important who you listen to. It's very important. It can destroy you. I've seen people that they went into marriage because the counsel in the church where they belong to was not correct. And because of that, somebody was able to deceive them, you know, and they went into a wrong marriage. I remember a couple, you know, the brother wanted to marry this sister. And so they went to their pastor. And the pastor looked at them and said, yes, he can see it. God had revealed it to him. You know, I was wondering, how do you do that? Those people that you ought to sit down and ask, sister, are you born again? Brother, are you born again? Do you understand what marriage is? And you know, that's how you counsel people. You don't just say, I've prayed. Yes, just go ahead. Do you know that this man later called them and said he wants to join them in his office? And he prayed for them and he told them that they should be going. He has joined them. The family doesn't know. Nobody knows. He said they are now wedded. And those two also, they went and started having sex. And that eventually led them to marriage. And in marriage now, it is one trouble after the other. Wrong counsel. I've seen people that they have no business in the relationship they are going into, or because somebody said, it's all right, you can go into this, or, you know, just wrong counsel. That sometimes your job, your life, how you train your children, they could be a product of wrong counsel. I've seen people's life on the other side also turn around beautifully well because of right counsel. I remember a sister, she was going to marry a man, and she would be calling the man every Sunday to make sure he goes to church. So when she told me, I said, how can you marry somebody who you are the one even begging to go to church? Even though I'm not saying going to church is the proof of your relationship with Christ. I said, but obviously this person doesn't know the Lord and has no interest in the things of God. It's not the kind of person you should marry. She was crying. She was of age. And I don't have a husband for her. But I told her the truth. I said, if you really want to have a great marriage, I beg you, leave this man. Allow God. And even if you will not marry, it is better than for you to be with this kind of a man. And then she listened. It was painful. Went through some of the things that I suggested that she should go through. And you know, as God will have it, she called me later and said, I found a brother. As at that time, she was still a virgin and found a brother who was still a virgin. When she met the brother's family, she told me, she said, sir, I feel I don't deserve this kind of a man. You know, she said, their Christian life, that's the first time she's touching their new Christian family. And she's grateful to God. They are happily married. They are settled. They have kids. And I give God the glory. My point is this. See, counsel matters in life. So you must keep company with the wise. I'm telling you, many people, the problem in their life today is because they are listening to wrong preachers, false preachers. Otherwise, their life will have turned out a lot better. Keep company with the Word of God. Keep company with the Holy Spirit. Keep company with true brethren. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.